This is Modern Mindset, the show that picks the brains of the world's leading minds to help you unlock yours. I'm your host, Adam Cox, and joining me today, we have director at Wealth at Work, Jonathan Watts-Lay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam.
So you've done a survey that revealed some of the attitudes to workers, employees across the UK. What was the key highlights of that research?
Yeah, so we looked at a couple of areas. The first area was retirement and really how people's retirement plans had changed as a result of the pandemic. And I guess what came out of it was that there was on a national picture, there was about 22% of people that said they wanted to retire early as a result of that pandemic, although within the London area, that was actually as low as 15%. And then some of the other questions, again, for the London area was quite different to what we saw in the rest of the UK. So, for example, the percentage of people who were unable to retire as early as they'd planned, whereas that was 11% on the national picture. It looked as though London had been hit harder because 19% of people said that they wouldn't be able to retire as early as they'd hoped now.
I mean, that's fascinating. I mean, there's lots of possible reasons why there is such a regional difference. Is it the cost of living in London that means that people have to, you know, think they have to work later on in life? Or do you think it's just the different priorities and values?
Yeah, I think it could be a combination of both, because I think what's interesting is if you look at that regional breakdown, London does appear to be a bit of an outlier. So it does appear that there are different attitudes within London, and I think part of that is probably cost of living, and people believing that they need to work longer. But I think also it did show that more people in London actually delayed retirement because they actually wanted to carry on working as well. So again, it could be the profile of a lot of the workers in London, where actually they're in the sorts of jobs where actually they can carry on working. You know, they're not necessarily in jobs where perhaps you get to that point where you feel as though you need to retire, perhaps because they're highly physical jobs.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a plausible reason, wouldn't it, if there's less manual labour, you know, kind of jobs in, you know, the London area. What else did the research reveal in terms of those people either really motivated to retire early or those on the other end of the spectrum?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to money and what they have. So if you look at the people that have started taking their pensions, there's quite a difference between different cohorts. So there's some people that actually their pensions have suffered during the pandemic. Now, even though stock markets generally have gone up around the world, the FTSE is actually still lower than what it was pre-pandemic. So depending on where your pension is invested, some people may actually be looking at their pension pot and saying, well, look, you know, I've got less money than I thought I would have. So that's the reason why I can't retire as soon as I would like. Others as well, we know, have been made redundant. So we know that it tends to be the young and the old. So the young or older, I should probably say, the old over 50s that have been hit hardest with unemployment. So again, there could be a lot of people in their 50s who were made redundant, haven't been able to find another job, and so effectively have been forced into retirement.
My dad retired early as a result of experiencing furlough, realizing that he could have a life where he didn't have to work every day, liked it so much that when they asked him back, he just took early retirement, you know? So I think there'll be a lot of people having very different experiences with the pandemic and all the consequences. If you've experienced furlough and you're bored out of your brain, you might want to continue working for longer and have a very different element of that. Why do you think that so many workers over 50 have updated and changed their retirement plans?
Yeah, part of it is definitely financial, but I think you're right. I think that a lot of it is also to do with that commute as well. You know, do people want to be commuting into work? I think that's the other element that has changed some of the cohorts as well, because of course some of those people perhaps they don't need to commute in anymore. So therefore, there is a tendency perhaps for some of them to say, well, actually, I can carry on working because I don't, you know, work won't be so as hard because I don't need to do the commute. But I think those who feel as though they have to, or they're in those jobs that actually their working pattern hasn't changed because of COVID. They may just decide that actually they've got to a point in life and they're quite happy with the income that they can generate from their pension. Therefore, they will give up work.
And for those people that want to retire early, but they're looking at their pension pot and they're looking at their overheads and they're thinking, I don't know if I could do that. What would be your advice to them?
Yeah, I think the first thing is they need to look at what their pensions and indeed their other savings are worth. So it's important to get all your statements together, really. A lot of people may have had various jobs throughout their career, so they may have lots of different pension pots from different employers. So the first thing is get all those together and understand how much they're worth. It's also important to look at things like ISAs or other savings that you may have, because all of that may play a part in generating income when you go into retirement. And the other thing, of course, which is really important, is to get a state pension forecast as well, so you know how much you're going to get from the state. And that's important for two reasons, not only for knowing how much you're going to get, but also understanding when you're going to get that state pension as well. Because if you are retiring before the state pension age, then you might need to use some of your private savings, as it were, to effectively supplement what the state would give you up until the point that you get to that state pension age. So those are the things that are crucial for people to look at in order that they can understand really what savings they have.
And I guess when it comes to pensions, the overall message is start early. But for those people that want to retire soon and maybe they're not sure that if they can afford to or not, is it a case that they have to make decisions in other areas of their life, like downsize their house or something like that? Or is there another way that they can go about it?
Yeah, I mean, there are other ways that they can think about it. Some people, for example, will say, well, look, I haven't quite got as much money in my pensions as I would like. But maybe they were thinking, well, look, you know, I'm happy to work another 2 or 3 years. And what I will do is save a lot more into my pension in those 2 or 3 years, because that will give me that little bit extra when I do retire. And of course, theoretically, if you work another 2 or 3 years, that means that pension, all things being equal, won't need to last quite as long as if you'd retired earlier. So there's those sorts of decisions people will make. Downtrading of your home, or indeed equity release, is something that a lot of people look at. The downtrading tends to be, people talk about it a lot, but a lot of the evidence we see shows that a lot of people will not do it. And that's normally to do with emotional attachment, maybe to the house where they've brought up their children and things like that. So they decide they don't want to do that. They still want to have a big enough house so that, you know, the grandchildren can come round and all that type of thing. So whilst there are other things they can look at, I think it is a mix of financial and emotional decisions that people need to make.
Mm. And if someone's curious to see a few different options and to learn more about Wealth at Work, where's the best place they can go for more information?
Yep, they can certainly go to our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. They should certainly talk to their employers as well, because we do a lot of work with a lot of organisations across the UK. So they may find that some of the help that we can provide, they can actually access through their employer.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining me on the show today.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
And to you at home, thanks for joining me on Modern Mindset in association with Share Radio.